Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Yes, sir, it is. It is a, I don't want to say Freaky Friday, Fergalicious Friday, I think we can. I'm a big fan of Fergie. Blake, Kevin, and our boy Trevor, the creator, here. And 12377 Merritt Drive. Are we still in Dallas, Addison?
I think we're still in Dallas, right?
Dallas. Yeah. Dallas is big, bro.
Dallas is huge.
This happened, my mom got caught in the how wide and large Dallas is with her friend yesterday because one of her.
Yo.
What?
You're trying too hard.
Yeah. My mom was at a dinner with her friends, and one of her girlfriends asked her to drop her off, or like to be dropped off, and she said she lived in Dallas, and then she was going to come to my house and drop off something for me. And my mom said yes. She said, okay, yeah, my son lives by XY, whatever. I can drop you off there. Ends up being all the way on like what's that road called? Name a president. It's like one of those president, what's it, Parkway or Turnpike?
George Bush?
George Bush. I think it's George Bush.
Like literally the Turnpike? Like the
sure. Yeah, George Bush Turnpike? Yeah.
Yes, that's what I was thinking of. All the way over there, which is not close to my house. And that just happens with Dallas, man. Like you got to say, maybe this is a generation, am I Generation Z? Gen Z?
Yeah, I think you are.
Maybe this is a Gen Z thing. Correct me if I'm wrong. I know it's a Gen Z thing. I need landmarks. Where do you live? Where, I'm gonna drop you off. Oh, I'm next to.
Just send me the address. I mean, yes, just send me the address.
Like,
as you get older, though, you'll start learning.
If somebody's like,
because I was the same way.
Like somebody was like, "Oh, Kevin, you moved. Like, where'd you move to?" And I'm like, "Do you know where the Texas Motor Speedway is?" Yeah. And they're like, "No." And I'm like, "I don't know how to help you then."
Yes, people are like, "No, it's off 135, and then you take two exits to 236." And I'm like,
"See," and I let my dad down big time because he's a truck driver and he can do that. Like that's his lingo. That's he knows all of those things. And I'm like, "Dad, like I'm looking at
the
Apple
mile
Maps
markers
all the
too."
Time.
I bet.
he probably does.
No, I'm being dead serious. Like that's a trucker thing. Is like the mile markers. Like that's huge.
877-881-1053. How do you communicate directions with
anyone?
Anyone? Yeah, I'm a big landmark guy. Just tell me what it's by, and I'll be like, okay, I can make that drive. Oh, you're by this hotel. Oh, you're by this major restaurant. Okay, I can get there. When people start naming highways or naming streets, or they name a landmark, it's like, oh, it's by this bank. There's 15 Chase Banks, sir. Just saying you're by the Chase Bank doesn't help.
My favorite is when I'm driving and someone's like, "Hey, where are you at?" And I'm like, "I don't know."
You know what happens when they do that? I literally go on my phone on Apple Maps and go type in like, "Where am I? My location." Get that pin and then send it to somebody.
Oh, I'll just read off the next street sign I see. My dad will be like, "There's like 50 of those," and I'm like, "I don't know what you want me to say."
We are one in the same, Kevin. I think we're probably alone on the text line though. If I had to imagine, most of the Tolos know where they're going.
Some of them. They're gonna roast us for sure. But I think some of them are in the same boat.
My Apple Maps, as it tends to do, you know what? I'm just going to say this. I don't care because Apple Maps is never going to sponsor. It is the worst app ever created.
Really?
And we're going to get to some. NFL news here in just
Apple Maps ever.
We're going to get to some NFL news here in just a second.
You use Waze, don't you?
I use Google.
Oh, okay.
I don't blame him at all. The only reason I use Apple Maps is one, because it's programmed on my phone, so it's just intuitive to use the Apple product. And two, I like the UI. I like how it looks. The productivity and how it works is the worst app that has ever been created. And I'm talking about the Chinese apps that get put on your phone where you don't even put them on there. It is the single worst app. It might even be terrorism, how bad the app is.
Okay.
It's bad.
I think that's a bit much.
How many times have you been using Apple Maps and you're driving and it starts making you drive through like a building on the thing? And it's like, yeah, Apple Maps, I'm driving through Chase right now.
You want to hear the craziest thing?
It's through
thing.
The McDonald's, not on the street that I'm on, but I'm driving through a building
it
for 10
knows
minutes.
You like landmarks, Blake, so it wants to help you. Hello.
I'm actually glad you brought this up, because I ran into an issue similar to that this week where I use Apple Maps literally every day. Even if I know where I'm going, correct, I just pull it up. So
I'm
that way I have my ETA. I know where I'm going.
I'm
if
the
there's a traffic
the
issue,
same.
Whatever. My Apple Maps was bugging so bad the other day. It just wouldn't load. It wouldn't give me
there.
My directions.
We're just sitting, I'm just sitting in a parking lot.
I'm on the highway, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to drive where I think I need to go until this thing loads up. Yeah. It would not work for probably 5 minutes. I was about to crash out. I was losing my mind. So I was like, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to go download Google Maps, and I swear to you, as soon as it downloads, Apple Maps starts loading, and I'm like, oh, no, that's
that is so funny, Kevin.
That's too coincidental.
The same thing happened to me, but I downloaded Waze, and I was like,
all right, fine, I'll start working.
It was just loading. It was just saying directions not available. I'm like, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Instagram, my internet's fine, but
oh, yeah,
the maps
five bars.
Will not load. The maps need to be the one thing if Apple's like, because that, I don't want to say it's life or death, but I'm like, it's very time sensitive if you're using maps. You're not just doing it for the heck of it usually. Like, it's,
no.
I don't know where I'm going, and I probably have to be somewhere in a timely manner. I need you to work, and it's the worst run app that's ever been created. But to me and you, we still use it. I don't know why we still use it. It's, I don't know why.
Continuity with the Apple.
It's with Apple. It makes sense. Like, when it does work, it's great. It's easy to read. Like, Google Maps to me has too much going on. Waze has too much going on. Apple Maps is simple to read. It makes sense. It's clean. But, I mean, boy, does that app not work every 5 seconds. And or you – I'm sorry, last rant. I
the Tolos have some opinions.
Real quick before we get to them. When you pick a route, say it's me going from home to work, and I pick the route that's 25 minutes versus the 35-minute one in traffic. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to take these side roads and cut my traffic down by 10 minutes, right? I'm thinking smart. Then you make a turn, and like me and Kevin said, we're taking it accountability. We don't really know where we're going.
No.
I'm just following Apple Maps. Next thing you know, you're in the 35-minute traffic one that you did not pick, but it just resets in the middle of you driving, and all of a sudden you're sitting in traffic, and it's, oh my God.
My favorite one before we get to the Tolos. My favorite one is when it'll ask if you want to save 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You said, of course I want to save 5 minutes. Why would I not want to? And then the time doesn't change at all. And pretty much all they're asking you is, hey, do you want to stay on this route or do you want to take a longer one? All right, 469 says over yonder around the way if you're being asked where you're at. I love over yonder. 401, if people say go north, south, east, west, I'm like, I'm not Christopher Columbus. Tell me left or right.
Just go north.
I'm going to use that next time because I also don't have any clue.
Do they think we have a compass in our pocket?
I whatever. Pull it up on Waze and share it. I'm Gen X from the 817. Just say the address. It's 2025. You should have a map on your phone from the 682. Gen Z is absolutely hopeless. Sigh.
I agree.
From the 682.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I agree with that. I wish we grew up in a generation where I had to just know where I was going and had to have a physical map or remember landmarks, but we didn't grow up in that generation. Ever since I've had a car, I've had some kind of navigation system.
214, if you ask where I live, I say Far East Dallas. If that doesn't help, I'm not explaining further.
That's
not
fine.
Knowing directions is very much a young person's game.
I agree.
Let's see here. This is why Gen Z is easily conquered from the 817.
Oh,
I mean, that's a little bit much.
Conquered.
Apple Maps are the worst by far. 940. Yeah, we're never getting an Apple Maps sponsor.
That's fine.
If it was on the table,
that's
it ain't happening.
Fine. I couldn't promote a product that's that bad. I wouldn't be able to lie.
And this
it's so
one,
bad.
This one from the 214. Sounds like you should upgrade to a Samsung. No. Not happening.
Yeah, I'm good. I'd rather just deal
I'd
with
rather
all,
just
the, all the
guess
glitches.
Where I'm going. I'm sorry.
I'd rather just guess. Okay. Some NFL news for you guys. If you missed it, Davante Adams was looking like an old head on Sunday night versus or Sunday afternoon versus the was it the 49ers? Yeah, the 49ers, and they beat him by 20. He grabbed at his back with the oblique. He is listed as questionable. But fantasy football, hold your hand up because he is expected to play versus Seahawks. And I want to sit on this for a second. One.
Oh.
What?
Keep going.
One, this game is going to be a banger. I think it's going to be one of the best games of the year. Seahawks-Rams. I am uber excited for this one. And then part two, are we starting to see our heroes get hurt, like, right in front of us? Like, we're starting to see the guys that we looked up to, the Mike Evans, yeah, the Aaron Rodgers. Like, it's sad when you see them getting hurt, like, every other week or every other year with some, like, major injury. Luckily for Devontae, it seems like he's expected to play. But if you watch the play and him grabbing at his back,
he just runs around and he's like, oh,
we're like, man, he's getting old. It's hard to watch. We grew up watching these guys.
I'm not shocked. And for a guy like Devontae Adams and some of these older guys in the league, it might just be protocol, dare I say, for them to be questionable. A guy like Devontae Adams does not need to practice at all. He could practice. He doesn't have to practice at all. Yeah. Game day, he's good to go.
Agreed.
You don't have to worry about that. Yeah. He could be questionable the entire week, and you know he's going to pull.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Play. Especially if it's like, oh, I came out, my back hurts a little bit. Like, okay, fine. Like, just walk through practice and then show up and do the game on Sunday. That's fine.
Broncos running back J.K. Dobbins will be out Sunday the Chiefs. So, you know, Freddie D is not too mad about that injury.
I mean, R.J. Harvey, just watch out now.
He's going to be having a significant foot injury and is believed to be out for the foreseeable future.
J.K. Dobbins, man, that sucks.
J.K. Dobbins was having one of the best seasons of his career. He's fifth in the NFL in rushing at 722 yards, now a significant roadblock. R.J. Harvey, like you mentioned, who I think has got 5 touchdowns on the season, will obviously take over the backfield versus the Kansas City Chiefs. So now what the Broncos needed, because the Broncos offense already has been sputtering, and their running game, even though they don't use it as much as maybe they should, has been the best part of their offense, because Bo Nix has been atrocious with a capital A this year. And J.K. Dobbins has been able to guide that they, not I want to say bail you out, but just kind of a safety valve of good offense. And now that he's going to be out, you're going to be relying on bad Bo Nix. And I do mean, it is what it is, objectively. He's been bad this year.
He could turn it around, because you don't want to limit what Sean Payton can do.
I mean, we've seen it, though.
I'm not completely
10
off.
10 points versus the Raiders?
I'm not completely off. I'm not saying it's a bandwagon. He's not awful. I'm also a JJ McCarthy fan, though. So I'm a crazy man all the way through. It's okay.
Do you also call him nine?
I'm not calling him nine, but I can respect someone having an alter ego. Look, he may not have the most beautiful stats, but he wins. He's always been a winner.
Are you talking about JJ?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
There's
plenty I could say for that, but this isn't a JJ McCarthy segment.
No, it's not. It's not.
I would go off about that. Okay, you've got some high school football scores you want to get us up to date with?
Yeah, so let's get through some of these. I'm using Dave Campbell. So 877-881-1053, the Franklin Frankel text line. If you have a specific school you want us to shout out, maybe we missed it, maybe we didn't say it correctly, whatever have you, just be respectful, please. Shout out to that referee.
You're fine. We got thick skin.
Yeah, you're right. Either way, text in if we don't mention your school. All right, so I'll start with a couple here.
I was literally calling people. I was telling people yesterday to call in and with negativity.
They wouldn't. They'd only deliver positivity. So
it's okay. Someone's thinking it right now. They just won't call in. Like, I hate these guys.
This one's a really good one. Austin Westlake and Austin Vandergrift, 14-10 at halftime. Westlake is leading as we speak. Let's see here. Trying to highlight the more popular ones, if you will. Denton Guyer over Prosper Rock Hill, 19-0. Galena Park North Shore is taking care of business against Deer Park at halftime, 35-0. Duncanville over Temple. This one, I would expect a little bit more from Duncanville, 21-7 in the second quarter. Obviously, there's time for them to pull away there. Midland Legacy over El Paso Franklin, 35-28. Another 35-28 score. Fort Bend Hightower over Manville. Forney is leading Garland Naaman Frost, 21-7. Euless Trinity Naaman over Mansfield Forest. Oh, Forest. Sorry, my bad.
What happened?
You're just gonna have those times.
Forest. That's not even the same. That's the same. Like, that's not even a different word. That's just
okay. I get it.
When Kevin reads all these scores, we've got an update for your Dallas Mavericks after the first quarter, and an update on Fred's son and the first quarter just ended. It's all that after Kevin's done reading.
Okay. Okay. All right.
You're good. You're good. We're not rushing you. I'm doing a tease within the segment.
I know. Euless Trinity is leading Mansfield Lake Ridge 31-24. Richardson over Haltom 21-0. Waxahachie, a team that a lot of people need to be looking out for this year. They're up on Hewitt Midway 20-3. Let's see here. Katie Jordan and Richmond Foster, 14-13. Katie Jordan is leading. For H-Town folks, if there is any out there, Houston Memorial over Houston Wisdom, 36-6. North Crowley over Keller, 22-7. Lake Travis over Round Rock, 24-7. Let's see here. Anybody? Nope. No one's. Oh, all right. We got a couple from the 254. Breckenridge and Paradise score from Mineral Wells. I will get on that here shortly.
While you're doing that, I do got an update from Grant Afseth, who's at the game for the Dallas Mavericks. Right now, it is 34-34. Mavs are tied up with the Los Angeles Clippers. And Grant said this when it was 26-12, so take it with a grain of salt. James Harden is basically controlling the game well offensively, getting whatever he wants. The Mavs are struggling to shoot and create advantages. That's obviously turned around because they were down by, 14 when he sent that text. And now it is tied up for your Dallas Mavericks, 34-34. Your leading scorer. Let's go around the round table. My favorite game to play here. Leading scorer for the Dallas Mavericks tonight with 10 points is who? Trevor the Creator.
PJ.
He doesn't listen to this, Kevin. He doesn't listen to the program. This is now 2 days in a row.
I'm sorry. I was talking to Dylan.
This is now 2 days in a row, Kevin, where he has said something that directly tells me he was not listening. PJ Washington is out tonight.
I didn't know that.
Because he got hurt in the last game.
Yeah, he got hurt in the last game. So he had 2 opportunities.
Did you not mention that in your TSN report?
Well, okay. I didn't do it over the Mavs because they stink right now. I'm doing it on teams.
Wow, we're just skipping the Mavs.
I'm doing it on teams that win.
Let me guess, you wrote about the Spurs, huh?
I did.
They didn't win, did they?
That's cool.
What I'm hearing is they
didn't win the other night. You're right.
The TSN report is only positive. So if a team in Dallas loses, we just don't even talk about them?
No.
Have you done any Cowboys reports this year then?
We have to do Cowboys reports, actually.
Dallas Mavericks need to be on your next report.
The Spurs did a first-time thing and having the first time ever in their franchise history of having a triple-double for two players. So I thought that was more interesting than...
No, I agree.
Cooper Flagg lost the Suns, and he walked out bummed. Man.
But it was the first game without Nico. You don't think that's a talking point?
No.
Okay. Did you talk about the Nico firing at all?
Nope.
Okay.
All right.
If you listen to TSN and you want any kind of Mavs updates, you will not get it.
Not from Trevor.
I wasn't here two nights to even talk about it. So
I was, actually.
Well, PJ didn't play. Let's see your next guess from guys who actually played tonight.
Cooper Flagg.
Incorrect. Cooper Flagg has logged 4 points.
That's disappointing.
Kevin?
Can I ask what their other statistics are?
2 rebounds, 1 assist. Plus 18 on the
I'm going to go Brandon Williams.
Great guess. Brandon Williams has 2 points in 6 minutes. He's a minus 12. Max Christie and Brandon Williams are minus 12s. Everyone else is a positive on the team.
It's not very good.
Y'all can let's work together. There's only so many players on the team.
Yeah, that's
fair. I can really just start naming players.
Jaden Hardy?
Jaden Hardy is this next guess, guys. Jaden Hardy hasn't even played. No.
Oh.
So Jaden Hardy and PJ are his two guesses for leading scorer right now.
What happened? Najee?
Najee is incorrect.
I'm trying to think of
Najee
who's
is
even
second, though.
Who's healthy, though.
So you get a half ding. He's got 8 points. Najee's second on the team right now as the Mavs are up 40-34 now. They're going on a huge run. They've outscored them 9-0 in the second quarter. Grant just texted me. Well, I was about to say the player that brought a spark. This player brought a spark off the bench, and now they're up 40-34.
Caleb Martin. You said C, so I was just messing around.
Caleb
I'm just messing. No. Calm down. Don't roast me.
Derek Lively coming off the bench? He's got.
Your guys' guess is hilarious.
Listen,
because I'm trying to think of who's even healthy on this team at this point.
Okay, I'm going to.
Okay. If you didn't guess it, I was going to say.
So here are the players that are out. Anthony Davis is out.
That's an obvious.
Kyrie Irving is out.
That's an obvious.
Dante Exum is out.
Okay.
And PJ Washington is out.
Then who the heck's playing for this team? Good Lord. Is Gafford?
They have 10, 11, 12, 13. They have 14 possible
players. Klay Thompson.
Here we go.
See, I didn't know if he was even playing.
Klay Thompson is playing.
They're trying to give him minutes so they can trade him.
Great for him. That's awesome.
He's played 8 minutes tonight. He's got 13 points. He's 4 of 5 from downtown. And per Grant, he is the reason that the Mavericks.
4 or 5 from downtown.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
And one more that he'll be. No, wait. Two more?
He'll be 5 of 6 from downtown.
One more after that. Two more, he'll be what?
Two more. What are we saying?
If he shoots 2 more 3s at this percentage, what will he be? What will he be?
Are you saying if he makes the next 2 shots?
It was 6 of 7, guys.
Oh,
you guys,
no. See,
you guys, I mean.
Dude, the guys joke at
see, but you didn't say
LGS
he was
going to
make them. You just said he shoots them.
Yeah, my bad. I don't know what to do with you guys right now. Someone said DeSoto versus Longview.
DeSoto is taking care of business. Don't worry.
Ennis versus Woodrow.
Ennis versus Woodrow. I'll have to look. Breckenridge is getting demolished.
What's the score?
34-0 by Paradise. So,
Salina,
the Buckaroos, by the way,
469 said Salina won 77-0.
That is true. Salina, you kind of expect them to take care of business.
Godzilla's beaten New York City.
Did you say Godzilla?
You definitely just said Godzilla. Yeah.
I got Godzilla on here because these TVs stink.
Is that what you meant to say?
Yeah, I was just making a joke. It wasn't funny.
Okay.
Well, we're going to go to break because Trevor's making some jokes that I don't understand. But you guys have been amazing on the text line. Continue texting into the program, 877-881-1053. We're going to continue talking about the Dallas Mavericks. And the Lakers and Anthony Davis didn't see eye to eye on this last season. Should this have been a precursor for what Anthony Davis could have been for the Dallas Mavericks and some trade ideas to get AD the hell up out of here next on the
This segment of the Fan After Dark is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first. 214-817-333-3333. With Frankel & Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost, and they only get paid when you win. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to car truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
And here I am burying the lead. Forgot to mention this to you guys. The Tolos, 877-881-1053, the best fans in the entire galaxy and the entire Milky Way is the Tolos, and especially especially the fatties here. A player that has not played for the Dallas Mavericks since, let me pull up the tweet, October 26th of this year, and really didn't play much of last year as well with a knee sprain, is back in the lineup for the first time. You would know who that is because I didn't mention him as far as players being out. Who is that player?
Derek Lively.
Yes, it is, Kevin Walker. Derek Lively. Mr. Injury Prone.
Possibly.
With the eyeballs. A lot of people have been throwing that out there recently. Is back in the lineup today. He only has played 4 minutes. I just asked Grant what he's doing. He said, verbatim, hasn't really done anything, to be honest. But I'm just glad he's out there. He didn't get hurt. And the Mavericks, if I am looking correctly, are still winning this game 40-38.
Okay. That's what I got.
I teased this, and just like Fred, I didn't pay off the tease.
Keep it consistent.
Keeping it consistent. The one on the Fans for Dark's got to keep up the one on the Fans for Dark. Doesn't matter who's sitting in the seat. I teased that I would give you an update on Fred's son, Zave, and what he's doing in his third high school football game. Okay, it's halftime. Their games move quick, I swear.
All right, so give us his stats,
okay,
and then give us the score.
Okay. Now, this was about 20 minutes ago, so I'm assuming the third quarter just ended. We're about to go into the fourth if I text him again. Okay, his stats, 3 targets,
okay,
2 catches. Zave took a wide receiver screen 40 yards.
All right.
And has 3 tackles. What is the score of the game? This was at halftime, so this is like 20
so
minutes ago.
So we got
ago.
2 catches, 40 yards, and a few tackles on defense.
Correct.
Okay. So we're getting busy. Are you asking me to predict what the score might be? Mm-hmm. So if this is the Denton Guyer of Kansas football, let's go 13-7.
Okay.
A little adversity for the Santa Fe team.
Trevor, what do you think the score is? Great song in the background, by the way.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Let's say, what is it right now?
At halftime, 20 minutes ago. That's the only score update I have.
We have to guess.
Okay. The way things have been going, like where it's kind of been blowout, let's say 24-7 Denton Guyer.
It is 14-14 at halftime. Do you think we're talking about the real Denton Guyer?
Maybe.
You're not listening, are you?
Trevor is not listening to us.
We're talking about Fred's son's team, right?
Oh my God. Bro, I was straight on like, oh, Denton Guy. Well, because y'all been talking Texas high school. Come on now. All right.
Trevor cracks me up. This is like when you get caught with your girlfriend and it's like, she's like, are you listening to me? Like, of course I'm listening, babe. And then you just say something completely off topic.
You look so pretty tonight.
See, I'll just be honest, but like, I was not
listening. Shout out to Trevor for locking into what we're saying over here.
We didn't even say Denton Guyer. We said Denton Ryan.
That's what I'm saying. But when I hear, that's what I hear.
Guyer up over Ryan. 21-7.
Like Denton, whatever. 24-0.
I was too busy putting clean, fresh, crispy music on for
you. Yeah, okay. You were. You know what? I applaud you for that. Let's transition to Khaki Kevin. You have a little bit of an update yourself.
What
about
was the score?
14-14.
Okay.
I thought I said it.
No.
14-14 at half.
All right.
How's Zave doing, though?
You're kidding, right?
You said you were talking about Fred's son.
2 catches, 40 yards, and a few
tackles.
That's
what I'm saying. I didn't hear how he did.
You got a headphone in, right?
Do you remember when I said in the break, I said, you need to have a headphone in so you can hear us. Trevor goes, I have a headphone. I can hear you guys. And then he asks, Denton Ryan versus Denton Guyer. We tell him it's Fred's son's playing. Then when we just did a whole quiz about his son's stats. He goes, well, what's his son's stats looking like? Three targets, 2 catches, 40 yards, and 3 tackles.
Now, screen catch for 40 yards.
Yes. I just asked him, what's the score now? Because that was 20 minutes ago, so we'll get that update here in a second.
14-14, okay. Staying alive.
Speaking of updates, ESPN and ABC have an update, Khaki Kev.
ESPN, Disney and YouTube,
yes.
They finally put their swords down, shook hands, got this thing done, so now everybody can have football back.
Do we know what the price was for that? Because I'm assuming it was a money thing.
I don't really know what the specifics are, the money, or anything like that. Let me see if I can find a statement from one of the
because the fact that it was last weekend and college football's on, and the only game that I think we could watch was like the Penn State game, I think was going on. I think the Penn State Indiana game was the only game you could watch on YouTube TV that was worth watching. Like you had like Colorado and UCLA on, but like there was a bunch of banger matchups that you just weren't able to see. And I wouldn't be surprised if they had people rioting outside of the. What's it called? Studios, if you will, because YouTube TV, would you say, is the most popular streaming app for watching sports that just most people in the U.S. have to watch sports? Like, if you had to think of one app over Amazon Prime,
yeah,
over Hulu with sports, over FUBU, like, I feel like the general American that watches sports regularly, that's like
I can't even
word.
Say it, so don't ask me to
it's
say
a hard
it.
Word, would be YouTube TV.
Is that what you have is YouTube TV?
That's what I have.
So now, I have Hulu. I have Hulu Live Sports.
And do you get all the games? Is there ever a time where you like don't?
I've never had a problem getting any game that I've wanted to see.
What streaming
now
service?
It's not the cheapest either, but
has the most.
I would
users.
Probably say yeah. I would probably say YouTube TV is probably what the general population. Trevor, what do you use to stream your sports?
I really like HBO to watch my movies and stuff.
Sports. Live sports, though. Sports. Like live sports,
that
though.
Was a joke. I'm kidding. No,
I know. Yeah, I saw what you did there.
I use pirated things.
Wow. All right, so we're gonna bring it back in here then.
I mean, you're on a roll tonight, Trevor.
Brother, I'm telling the truth, at least.
Did you say 14 to 14 and I didn't hear you?
I think so, but it's okay.
Sorry, 4-6.
That I did hear that. He did say 14 to 14.
It's okay.
That's fantastic, Trevor.
It's okay. As far as Anthony Davis, I saw this report as well. The Lakers and Anthony Davis did not see eye to eye during their last season together from Brett Siegel. And I think this is hilarious. One, that they said eye to eye, because you know about Anthony Davis' eye problem. And we should have seen the writing on the wall.
Yeah.
This details the Luka trade right here. The Lakers reportedly had issues with Anthony Davis showing up to camp out of shape and his inability to stay healthy. I'm going to continue reading. But just that one paragraph, that's why you know Rob Pelinka didn't tell no one about this trade. About Rob Pelinka was being such a good businessman and kept it tight-knit when he heard that when Luka was available. Of course he did. When you were already trying to offload AD, think about that. That's like us with Clay to a way lower extent. But we're like already ready to offload Clay. If someone said, we'll give you Anthony Edwards for you, yeah, we'll do it right now at 2 a.m. What? We're going
to
get that.
And you don't want us to tell anyone? Promise.
So, like, for the Lakers, that was such a knock, a home run, like, out of the park.
It was a World Series winner. I mean, it was just, it was a no-doubter if there was ever a no-doubter.
You were already ready to get rid of Anthony Davis, and you know he still has a high trade value. And someone is saying, I can give you one of the three best basketball players in the world right now for him.
So here's what happened. Chime in wherever you want, because when I read this Brett Siegel report, he did a fantastic job, and he kind of teased it a couple of nights ago, and I was looking at it, and I was like, this looks like it could unearth some information that might be interesting to Mavericks fans, NBA fans, all in all. Rob Pelinka sold Nico Harrison on, hey, you're giving me damaged goods. That's why I can't give you more than what I'm giving you.
Yep.
And really, what ended up happening was Rob Pelinka was selling damaged goods.
Yep.
And there was a fractured relationship that Nico didn't know anything about.
And guess who didn't do their due diligence? Nico. He goes, AD's my boy. Come on. We've always been tight. I can get AD in the building and didn't do the due diligence and took on the offer. The final straw for AD and the Lakers was when Anthony Davis publicly said the Lakers needed another big man so that he could move back to the power forward. Rob Pelinka reportedly also discussed potential deals with the Celtics that would have sent AD to Boston.
Celtics,
he was ready
and
to move off of them.
And Cavs, there was like three other teams that he was talking to. Sorry to cut you off there,
no,
but there was
fine.
Like three other teams that he was talking to. And he was selling Nico Harrison on like, look, this is a special deal, one of one. You're the only guy that I mean, we're best buds, man. Like you're the only one that I would trade Anthony Davis to. And, I mean, look, I get it. I'll take your damaged goods. I'll do what I can with Luka Doncic. It's wild to me.
And Nico took the bait. It's just insane when you start seeing all these reports come out about how it really was happening behind the scenes. In other news, Patrick Beverley was arrested in Texas for felony assault today.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Per TMZ. Russell Westbrook is taking Dennis Schroeder's spot in the starting lineup tonight for the Kings. The Kings have been horrific this year, so they need anything to help. And then last Nico one, Nico Harrison reportedly allowed Anthony Davis' medical staff to be hired by the Mavericks, but did not give that same privilege to Luka. And I know this for a fact personally. I knew this was happening, not the Anthony Davis side of thing, but more the Luka side of thing that they did not want to have. They were not going to pay, say me and you are Luka's people. They weren't going to pay us. They're going to pay Trevor, who works for the team, and be like.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
No, you're going to use the team trainers. Mm-hmm. You're not going to have the Luka trainers. And that was a huge rift in the Luka Nico relationship, because we know how much Luka was getting banged up, injured, rehab, whatever. So when you can't have the people you trust from Europe, from the people you've learned in America, that you were like, hey, these are my people. Same with LeBron's got his Rich Pauls and the people that he brings around from Clutch. Like, these are my people, and the Mavs were not going to employ them slash pay them. And then Anthony Davis gets here, and they'll bend the rules. Hey, because you're one of my boys. You want your medical staff in here? We got you. Times two on the salary. So Nico needed to go. We're seeing all the flaws that were really behind the Mavericks organization, and it makes sense to why they're off to such a bad start when you have Nico at the helm.
I just want to sneak this in here before we get out of here. This is on the NBA front. We have yet to be able to talk about it. Stephen Curry has left Under Armour as of yesterday. He's still going to be going out with the Currys. The latest edition of the Currys is still going to be coming out. But this is very interesting to me, because he's a sneaker free agent, and me being the sneaker guy, he laced up in some Kobe's tonight. So didn't even waste any time.
I love it.
He's not even wearing the Curry brand right now, because the Curry brand is actually owned by Under Armour.
Yeah.
So though he wants to continue on with his own brand, he might have to change his brand. And he's wearing some Kobe's tonight. I just find it very interesting.
Shout out to Steph. A little bit of fair foul on the other side. An NBA superstar reportedly scared away a team from drafting him during the draft process because he said he wanted to be the president of the United States. Who is that player? Your text messages, as well as an update on Fred's son and the score of that game, coming up next on the Fan After Dark.
This segment of the Fan After Dark is brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. They got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Silverado, Tahoe, Blazers, Malibus, Equinox, and more. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Relax and enjoy the difference. Based on new Chevy registrations 2023 and 2024.
What flavor sucker was that, Trevor the Creator?
The good kind. Little orange.
Yeah, we heard it. You listen to the Fan After Dark and do a little fair or foul here. Fair or foul, the Mavericks letting a 12-0 run from the Clippers happen. They were up 40-38. They're now down 57-48. The James Harden-led Clippers. James Harden has 23 points, hitting step back after step back, just baited Cooper Flagg into a three-point foul, which gave him obviously three free throws. The Mavericks are having a tough time generating offense. Grant said D'Angelo Russell is doing a good job of initiating right now. He has 10 points, but has been steady overall, not like a big stretch. Klay Thompson has been really solid. He's still playing despite Gafford. Musa Cisse has been really solid. He's still playing despite Gafford and Lively both being available. We saw Musa Cisse, when Lively was out, be Gafford's backup in place of Dwight Powell and give you great minutes. I think the other night he had like 14 minutes and had like 5 blocks and 8 points, 9 rebounds. Like, this guy was doing everything. And then tonight, like Grant said, Derek Lively's available. Daniel Gafford's available. Musa Cisse, 8 minutes. Gafford, 7. Lively, 8. So they're genuinely splitting the
competition
minutes between all three. Competitions at an all-time high for the Dallas Mavericks as they are down by 7 points with just under a minute to go in the second quarter. I teased it on the other side that there was an NBA star that's been drafted in the last couple of years that actually scared away a team because of what he said in his pre-draft process. That player is going to be LaMelo Ball. So we know that the Timberwolves picked Anthony Edwards, but that's not my nugget for you. Krasowski?
Sure.
He's a writer for The Athletic. It's why they picked Anthony Edwards. There were a million different reasons in their evaluations, talking about Anthony Edwards, but one of them was that they had an interview with LaMelo Ball during the process, trying to figure out who he was. Hey, is this the guy for us? And LaMelo did not interview very well. One of the questions they asked him was, "Hey LaMelo, after you're done playing, what do you see yourself doing?" And LaMelo said, "What kind of things do you aspire?" Or they asked him, "What kind of things do you aspire to do?" And LaMelo said, and I quote, "I want to be the president of the United States."
Is that a good reason to pass on somebody though?
That's the fair foul. Fair foul, taking someone off your draft board when you ask them their aspirations after their career, saying, "I want to be the president." I think it's foul.
I think it's foul, too.
If he has high hopes for himself and says, now, maybe tone was important. Was he giggling and, like, passing off the question and not really answering? Or was he being serious of, like, I've been studying government and I would love to be the president? We don't know. I wasn't in that draft room. But I think it is foul to take someone off your draft board just because of that. But Anthony Edwards has been the better player, so the Minnesota Timberwolves made the right choice. But I just wanted to ask you, the Tolos, 877-881-1053, if you think it's foul for taking someone off your draft board, like LaMelo Ball, who was very highly touted coming into the draft, even though he played in Lithuania. Like, he was still the guy.
Yeah.
You go, we're not going to draft this guy. He wants to be the president of the United States.
I actually have a fair foul that is, ironically enough, related to LaMelo Ball. All right. NBA Centel put out a tweet, and I am being very specific. It is NBA Centel, and this context is important. Trevor, if you can, I want you to listen.
He's not.
Yeah, of course he's not. All right, NBA Centel put out a tweet, and this was 9 hours ago.
Okay.
It says, Big Baller Brand is reportedly preparing a Supermax shoe offer for Stephen Curry. Again, NBA Centel. Do not get the wrong image here, okay?
This is the ball sack for anyone that's not caught up.
On my Twitter, at @khaki_kev, I quote tweeted and I said, "Don't let this come to fruition." I am joking because if this happens, of all things, if Stephen Curry went to the Big Baller Brand, then NBA Centel needs to be investigated because that is a wild call to make.
Yeah.
Somebody commented on my post.
Sean Charania?
No, that would have been different. Somebody
can't confirm
Khaki
Kev has sources.
Somebody tweeted at me and said, "That's Centel, not Central. LOL, this account keeps ball sacking the fan."
Mm.
I can't remember the last time that Centel ball sacked us once. Mm.
It's happened.
And two, I thought that it was pretty obvious that I was making a joke based on the tweet.
What was your tweet verbatim? Any emojis?
Verbatim. Don't let this come to fruition.
I can see how that can be read like that. I mean, if you put a crying emoji or a laughing emoji, I think that's different. But with no emojis and you're just saying, "Don't let this come to fruition," I could see how someone could read it that way.
Okay. Then maybe it's fair. Fair how they interpret it.
Got okie-doked by Centel.
Yes.
I don't remember. Somebody got hurt or something like that.
It happens. I mean,
What
happens over here is us on the radio, we do a lot of moving around. We're checking our phones very quickly. Sometimes we're trying to get stories or trying to gather as much data and information to bring to you guys. And sometimes you're clicking through the feed too quickly and you think it says Central or you just think it's a legit report. You like it or bookmark it or screenshot it, share it, whatever. And next thing you know, it's a Centel. It's one letter off and you're sharing completely infactual information. Not saying it's right. Just saying that is why it happens sometimes with that. Okay, next fair foul for you guys. Fair foul. According to Bloomberg's Mark Gurman, Apple is reportedly working on a completely port free iPhone that would rely solely on wireless charging and cloud-based data syncing. The idea was originally rumored to be implemented on the iPhone Air that just came out, though it may have been shelved due to the EU's USB-C requirements. Remember that a while ago with, because of the EU phones, you have to have a USB-C and not the Lightning cable, and that's why all the iPhones now have USB-C. Apple has been long rumored to pursue this direction, suggesting a fully portless iPhone could still be on the horizon. Fair or foul, iPhones going to no ports and only having wireless charging is the only way to charge your phone.
Y'all are going to hate this.
I'm listening.
If I can get better charging and I can get, well, I say better. I should, if I can get faster charging and somehow make it an accessible outlet, MagSafe charging, maybe you can share charging percentage with your friends. I've always wanted that. I'm okay with portless charging.
I completely disagree. Completely. I mean,
and I understand
to the nth degree, the charger on the iPhone is such a staple. They already took the headphone jack from us, and now they're trying to take another port jack from us. You need something to stabilize the phone. You need something that plugs in at night so I know for sure my phone is charged. I see the electricity going from the outlet into my phone. It is something also when I want to plug in headphones, I'm able to do it. Because at that point, you would never be able to wear wired headphones as well either. There'd be nothing to plug it into. Bluetooth is great and all, but man, I don't need every – I would have no option. You would have to do Bluetooth charging, Bluetooth sound listening. I want to still have a wired option. And if they want to make it where the wireless charging is faster, sure. But what good does it do? Someone smarter than me, please text in. What good does it do taking away the port? Does it make the phone faster all of a sudden because you don't have a port down there? It seems like we're taking away things for no reason.
It's money driven. That's the reason you take away the port is, okay, I don't have to put this extra piece, extra charging piece. I don't have to have this extra thing to be able to make my iPhone look more sleek. But now I can actually make it look sleek.
I don't think sleekness matters at all. It's literally a port on a phone. I mean, well, it doesn't really matter.
It doesn't stick out. It's inside the phone.
It takes precious metals to make that port.
You know what we're going to do? You know what we're going to do right now? We're going to do an experiment. Talk amongst yourselves. I'm going to look up how much it costs to build an iPhone 17.
Again, it's going to be much less than what they sell it for. I can tell you that without a fact. It might be like $70 to $100.
The problem is you're still
going to
need a port.
The camera is the most expensive thing on the iPhone.
You're still going to need a charger because you're going to have to have something that whatever the wireless, whatever charger it is.
Yes, a MagSafe charger.
Yeah, you're going to have something to be plugged in. So it's still going to happen. I don't care. Again, I just buy a phone and I use it. Like that's it for me. Like I wish I was more adept at wanting all these things.
We got inside sources from the 817. I work for T-Mobile, and it's probably going to make the device slimmer because iPhone supposed to be making a folding iPhone next year.
Cool. Folding phones, make those side projects. Cool. Make the iPhone Airs, the iPhone 5Cs, the foldable phones, the no charging port. Make that a side thing, and if content creators or people who just want to get that, let them do it. But keep the base model. Someone texted in a great point. So I'm never going to be able to use my phone while charging because, as we know, when you're wirelessly charging things, you have to put your phone down.
Yep.
Like, what am I going to do? Hold the charging port in my hand and have my phone or have my hands overheat like I have my hand in a microwave while I'm holding the actual charger? No. The whole point is you can use the cord. You can be 20 feet away from the outlet and be on the couch, be in your bed, be in your desk, and still be charging your phone. If it's only wireless and you want to use it, which is it's America. We need our phones all the time, even if it's charging. Then I'm not able to do that. Okay. I said I would look it up for you guys, and I did. How much time we got? We got a second here. Okay. How much do we think an iPhone 17 Pro costs? I'll give you a hint. It's over $1,000. What do we think it costs?
Not to make.
Just what it sells for in the stores right now.
Yeah. Well, base model.
I think this is base model.
Yeah, this is base model.
256 gig.
Yeah, no extra specs or anything like that. I think probably close to $1,300.
$1,200.
I'd say that was going to be my
$1,200. Okay. Let's break it down. Trevor, you're good at math, right? Can you keep track of these numbers?
No, awful at math. But
you're
okay.
A substitute teacher.
Okay, pull out your calculator. Pull out your calculator right now. I'm going to give you numbers, and we're going to see how much of a difference it costs to build the phone versus what these parts are, and to see if they're upcharging us too much.
I'm getting too far away from my charger, though. I can't.
See?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think y'all make a big deal about that.
How much do we think the memory cost on an iPhone 17? I don't even know what it's called. It just says memory, the memory bank in there, the memory box, whatever.
This is
as we're building it.
As we're building it. Like, we know engineering, and we can build the phone. That's how much it would cost.
$300.
$22.
Holy.
So there's our first. Add that in. That's our first number, 22. Okay, how much do we think the 256 storage little box unit space costs when you're building these iPhones from the ground? How much do you think it costs?
The storage is not. I'm gonna go like $35.
$35? $7.
$21.
Oh. So we add 21. What about the battery in there? We were just talking about it. Save battery's money. How much do we think the battery is?
Lithium's semi-expensive.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm gonna lean on.
Remember, this is iPhone now. This isn't just you're just buying a lithium battery off the side of the street. Like, sure, you work for.
Samsung and all of them are—they all use lithium. I'm gonna lean $45.
Okay. I would say $50.
$4. Okay. Next part on here.
Wow.
That
was a surprising
the
thing.
The camera
to me.
Module.
I'm gonna say $65.
It's $80. The okay. A19 Pro chip.
I mean, they pretty much make that in house. So I'm gonna say like $20.
$90.
Okay. Never mind.
The 5G modem. This is what kind of gets you to the internet.
$15.
$90.
Okay, well then.
And then last one, the main enclosure, the phone you're holding. How much you think?
With the new titanium steel, I'm gonna go.
It's cheaper, by the way, the new titanium steel from the aluminum.
$2. It's cheap.
Yeah, I guess so. Like $10.
$21. What's our final total, Trevor? With everything added up together for to build
$328.
$328 and minus that from $1,200. What is that number? That's how much they're ripping us off every year, and now they're trying to take our
ports.
You
can do the same thing with Samsung.
Well, yeah, no, I'm not. This isn't just like an Apple thing. Apple, okay. They're all greedy. Fair enough. But especially Steve Jobs. Is it still? Do we?
No,
he died a long time ago. Brother.
Tim Cook.
Who I think is stepping down, but still.
Okay, on the other side, we'll get you caught up on Zave's high school scores, what the Mavericks are doing, and what college football games we are excited for this weekend up coming next on the Fan After Dark.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.